Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Ho, 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 and welcome back to Rosie on the House. It is the holiday edition. We were talking last hour about all the things we try and do over the years to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And one of those things are the calendars.
Which you don't need to let us know you haven't got yours. Don't worry, we haven't got ours either. They have been sent in the mail. We're all on the mailing list, so we know when they get delivered. They had a we didn't know this, but the Postal Service had a pause on bulk mailings. They were sitting in some truck semi for a while, and they should be going out. So don't worry. Postal Service has them. When they do their job, you'll get your calendar. We've taken it as far as we can.
The Postal Service is obviously getting hammered. I went to 3 different substations over the course of last week just to buy stamps. All their stamp machines were empty. So they're getting hammered. But we did mail thousands of calendars. And like I said, we even mailed them to ourselves to make sure they would go out. But we haven't got our own calendar yet.
And it's funny, even last year, my calendar came to my P.O. box like a week before it came to my street address. So even on last year's, there was a separation. So it'll get there. Don't worry.
It's coming, y'all. It's coming. So one of the other things we do in these holiday broadcasts is we look back on the year and we take a look at the things y'all were reaching out to us about. And one of the things we do is publish a weekly blog that you can follow if you have a calendar of what's coming up. And some of these were really peculiar. For a home improvement show and a home repair show, 3 of the top 5 had to do with plants.
And these
Basically how to get rid of plants, which I'm an expert at.
The majority of our blog readers are people that subscribe to our newsletter. So this is the top 5 articles that, you know, our closest followers pick. So it is very interesting to see the results. And from number 1 to number 15, I mean, it's a huge margin. It's not this was number 1 by a split of a second. No, I mean, these were by big margins.
The number 1 blog page view we had was how to control plants that are out of control. And we talk about that sisu tree. Yeah. Oh,
man. Comes up often, and it never creates a problem until you try and get rid of it. Then, it's fine.
That's right.
So and explain that. If you've got it, never get rid of it.
Explain that to me. You cut the tree down, and then all the roots think they go into survival mode. Is that the key?
And it sends up thousands of shoots all over the property. And, I mean, you, short of excavating down 8 inches,
taking the stump,
no one has
the roots
a great,
and everything, huh?
You know, one size fits all answer, other than just don't cut down the sisu if you've already got it planted. Leave it alone.
Learn to love it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, the other plant we talk about in that blog is the catclaw. Now, I've tried to get rid of catclaw in one corner of our property for about 20 years. It's persistent. It's really persistent. Those little roots go down and they make little egg balls down there about 8 inches deep. And if you don't get every one of those out, it resprouts.
Back. And that's a great vine for the right application.
But
if you don't want it there, it's that dynamite.
I like some of it. It's a great quail feed. Quail love eating it. So I love it back there on the wash where the quail can kind of dine and talk to me in the morning when I'm on the back patio. And then the oleander leaf scorch. That hit Maricopa County so hard was another thing, a plant out of control.
And that was out of control from disease.
Oh,
that,
man.
That hit. And a lot of central Phoenix area, the oleander hedges just got destroyed.
What were green, lush, thick, gorgeous hedges became fire walls. I mean, they just became major fire hazards. Like one giant stack of kindling wood all put along the property edge. So that is the number one blog that we've addressed last year.
And we put a blog together with these top five. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com,
right,
select our blog, and then get the quick link to all these top five that we'll cover so you don't have to scroll through the last 52 of the year to find these individually.
And the second most viewed blog is the toughest stuff to grow in Arizona. And it always amused me all the years we did the garden show with John J. Harper. He would always say, you can't, every time he would say, you can't grow that in Arizona, somebody would walk in the nursery Monday morning with that and say, look, I got it.
But it's always to what success?
Oh, man. You know,
could an avocado tree grow here? Okay, how many avocados is it producing? Are you getting one? Now, that's a lot of water for one avocado, whereas, you know, citrus are far more successful, and, you know, we're just not quite the right temperature zone for avocado, and still people try and grow those, and you may get, like I said, you may get one here or there, but, I mean, that's the most expensive avocado in the world, probably. Yeah. The amount of water and time and effort putting in and making the right microclimate and getting such small produce off of it. It's just, you know, you got to really want that avocado, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, since I've taken up more time out in our garden at the house, I've become a much smarter gardener. When you start journaling, what do you plant that grows and produces fruit without having to go out there and coddle it and nurse it and talk to it and sing to it? Man, I've got a whole list of things that will go in my garden now, and I've got another whole list of things I don't even try anymore. It's just not worth the effort.
Well, and the ones that are successful, you've got to enjoy eating them. I'm not a big zucchini fan, but man, that's one plant that you can have extreme success with. So we always have that zucchini plant, so the kids, you know, get excited and all success, but we hardly eat zucchini.
I became a big fan of Mel Bartholomew's shrimp zucchini and shrimp eggplant. That's I could eat it like that anytime. So that's, but in the tropical fruits, people not only want to know about avocados, but hey, I want to do a papaya or a mango or banana. As soon as we go on air and say, that's easy, let's do it, we're going to get 1,000 people upset with us that they try it and can't do it. But it's creating that microclimate. And we even have a nursery at one time here in the Maricopa County that specialized in nothing but tropical fruit trees.
And I think they're still on Apache Junction, Tropic Mango.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Have to look that up in the break. But yeah, I think they're still out on Apache Trail in Apache Junction.
Another popular blog, Saguaro Cactus. Now, the majestic Saguaro Cactus, and people want to know all about the Saguaro Cactus. What do I need to know about a Saguaro Cactus? And it generally has to do with, can I relocate it? Can I harvest one? Can I plant one? And the interesting thing that they learned early on in transplanting saguaros is that you need to mark its orientation in its original location as to which side faces north and south. And it must be planted in that same orientation in its new location to greatly increase the probability of that plant surviving. And who wouldn't want a big, majestic saguaro cactus in and about and around their property, front or backyard? So those are some of the landscaping topics that we've covered this past year that got a lot of feedback.
And the landscape, when you see saguaros grow naturally, it's funny how you get into the flats and you don't see them very often. You know, you can go miles on the flat ground and not see them. And as soon as there's the tiniest little bit of upcropping, some kind of little hill or a mountain, they just start appearing. And, you know, you really realize how many you have when after the Cave Creek Complex fire, you thought, man, we lost all our saguaros. Then this one up here that took out four peaks this
bushfire
this summer. I mean, you go through there and like, gosh, there's we're not gonna have any saguaros left. They keep burning up, but and there's still thousands of them out there when you keep driving around. That
fire was really particularly heartbreaking because you drive from Saguaro Lake to Payson, and you must drive by a million burnt saguaros. Yeah. I mean, 240,000 acres.
Yeah,
heartbreaking. Mm. That's for sure. The majestic saguaro, the favorite fruit of the white-winged dove. What better Arizona highway picture is there than that white-winged dove sitting on top of saguaro cactus, dining on one of those white saguaro cactus blossoms?
I love it.
I love it.
Which is a state flower.
That's right. Absolutely is.
If you're new to Arizona, our flower grows from a cactus.
It does.
Arizona highways, have you seen the bobcats that get on top of those?
Yes.
Oh, I still want to know how they do that without getting, you know, spiked.
That's I don't know. I don't know. And then even this year, Arizona highways and Arizona Game and Fish documented a bald eagle nest in a giant saguaro cactus. They've actually had photographs of it. It was reported as being seen back in the early 20th century, early 1900s, but it hadn't been documented photographically anytime recently. But they did get pictures of one somewhere in Gila County, a giant bald eagle nest atop a multi-armed giant saguaro cactus. Absolutely magnificent.
And it's not uncommon to see owls, but for the big, the bald eagle, that was what was significant about that. And yes, Tropic Mango is on Apache Trail, tropicmangonursery.com, and they sell all kinds of rare fruits from around the world.